Hello and welcome back. And so we begin another lesson in A Course in Miracles workbook for students. This is the very last review, lesson 220 of lesson 200. There is no peace except the peace of God. Before we begin, I guess I should mention, maybe you're a first time visitor of our podcast, but I am Brother T, and we're here with my wife, the beautiful Renee. So let's take a deep breath and a moment of silence together as we become centered. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. There is no peace except the peace of God.
Let me not wander from the way of peace, for I am lost on other roads than this. But let me follow him who leads me home, and peace is certain as the love of God.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's take another deep breath and another moment of silence together. Regardless how the ego expresses itself, ultimately, this last lesson 200, there is no peace except the peace of God. It is the overall desire of all of us. We are all continuously in pursuit, consciously or unconsciously, of the feeling, the environment, the desire for peace, literally to be okay with everything that is, just as it is and just as it isn't, is to set the intention to be at peace. Even when we think of acts that are committed through what we can call insanity, at the bottom line, the desire is still of everyone is to just handle the problem, deal with the problem, fix the problem, whatever the problem might be, even if it has to be resolved in some horrific way, or, you know, by murdering somebody. You're the problem, so I have to have peace, and so I'm perfectly entitled to murder you. You know, I mean, that's how insane the ego mind can be when it becomes so distraught and so fearful of being harmed by situations or other people or whatever might be showing up and expressing as the world. And the world, of course, is expressing as our consciousness. It's reflecting us. So it's a loop, and we get stuck in the loop. And we keep playing the same song over and over in the loop, wanting to get to the point where we are experiencing peace that passeth the understanding of the human mind. It's a little bit, if I can use the metaphor of the sleeping self, could be caught in a drama, and it's just afraid of, it's some situation, let's say, that we could write the story of being attacked, and the small sleeping self is in this drama, not even conscious that it's actually in a state of peace, safe at home in bed. It doesn't have a clue that it's safe at home in bed. And so it's playing out this drama of protecting itself and defending itself and maybe even attacking someone else, you know, but it's completely unaware that it's already at a state of peace. It's sleeping gently at home, safe at home. Wouldn't it be wonderful? And isn't it wonderful when we begin to awaken from the dream, no matter how horrific the circumstances and the outward conditions seem to be, we wake up and we begin to wake up and we start to say, oh, wait a minute, that's just, whew, I'm glad that was just a dream. And we can return to a state of peace. We begin to see immediately that, no, I'm fine. I'm safe at home in bed. In a house filled with people that love me. And creatures that honor and engage us with their love. And they show us love in ways that are so remarkable when we're conscious enough to be loving to them. It passeth the understanding of the human because, as Jesus says in A Course in Miracles, we're always in a state of dream. We're always dreaming. Believing we're bodies. So this wrap-up of this 20-lesson review, was it 10
yes.
lessons? Yeah.
No, 20.
20-lesson review. The wrap-up of this is ultimately, this is what we're all seeking. There is no peace except the peace of God. And so it returns us back, as Jesus said, when his disciples said, when will we be at the end? And he said, oh, so you're at the beginning then? So he goes right back to the beginning of A Course in Miracles, where he teaches and tells us, and I'm going to flip back here if you'll give me a moment. This course can therefore be summed up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
So peace, be still. And know the I am, the awakened consciousness is in the midst of us now. How good it is to know that we don't really need to go out looking for it. We don't need to jump through any more hoops. We simply be still. We simply turn from the world of conditions and nasty nightmare dreams. And even dreams that seem lovely and then can turn. The fleeting aspect of that which is born in time.
Yeah, well, sometimes we do think we're winning the game, right?
Yeah.
We're succeeding at conquering the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do sometimes. And so, but there's something beyond that.
Well beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so really what the course, as I understand it, is really bringing us to a happy dream, still a dream, but a happy dream.
Yeah, corrective perception.
Yeah, can you share a little about that? Or?
Well, if we're always dreaming, basically the sleeping stuff at night is such a wonderful metaphor for the actual experience that we're having, because we can see that self in its inability to comprehend the scope of its existence. The real scope of its existence is far beyond its imaginary dreaming world. And in this experience, the sleeping self is just having all these illusions. It's seeing itself as separated, it's seeing itself alone, it's seeing itself traveling through a world that's coming at it, you know, drama after drama.
And the happy dream?
Well, the happy dream is when we wake up and we have a corrected perception. We can actually look at the sleeping self with innocent eyes. It's much like what we would call a lucid dream.
Right. Okay.
So when I wake up in the dream and realize that the dream is a dream and it's my construct, am I horrified anymore? No. I can do anything. I can fly. I can levitate. I can do anything I want to and can imagine. Why? Because it's a dream. And now I know, as Buddha said, when he was asked if he was enlightened, and he laughed and he said, I'm the dreamer of the dream. The happy dream had arrived. He realized who he was.
And so the hallmarks of that are joy, absolutely, laughter,
yeah,
and the perception and of seeing innocence.
Absolutely. And it's just the peace of knowing that what, truly knowing, capital K knowing, at a profound level of mind, that you've transcended all of the constructs of fear, of drama, of attack, defense, and struggle, and suffering, sin, sickness, and death, all of it. You transcend it all in that moment because you see that you are literally just having a dream. And whether it's a nightmare or whether it's filled with fantasies of ecstasy, it's still nothing more than a dream. And in that moment, you're free. You're not the body you're presenting yourself to be in the dream. You're just peering into a movie, literally. In the mind, it's playing out. And in that lucid experience, the happy dream is instantaneously realized because you are the master. You have become the master. The self-realization that it's just your imagination playing out. And there was never anything to be afraid of. There was never anything to defend. There was never anything to experience that was real. Nothing unreal exists in truth. Therein lies your peace, the lucid dream. The experience that our brother Jesus had here, we could say, was lucid. He became aware that even this construct, what we call the awakening self as in human form, is still, as he tells us again and again in A Course in Miracles, it's just a dream, and dreams have no effect.
So only the peace of God, only the peace of God is the pathway. So we don't need to go on any other roads. And so let's just pause for a moment and imagine life being poised, ready, allowing, receptive, doing nothing, poised as the peace of God. And it passes human understanding because it's counterintuitive to the human egoic mind. What do you mean you're doing nothing? What do you mean you're poised in peace? You need to go do something. You need to go fix that dream. You need to go out and conquer the world. No. We take a breath. We are poised in the peace of God. Only love is real. Everything else, simply a dream. Unreal. Doesn't exist. Only love is real, and therein lies our peace. So let's just pause for a moment and take a breath. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. There is no peace except the peace of God.
Let me not wander from the way of peace, for I am lost on other roads than this. But let me follow him who leads me home, and peace is certain, as is the love of God. I am not a body.
I am free.
For I am still as God created me. We love you, brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for going through these lessons with us, this review. And this is the conclusion of part one of the workbook, A Course in Miracles. We're on day 220 today, 220, so we have about 135 lessons to go. Yeah, we're literally just about two-thirds of the way through. But part two now is has an introduction that we're going to record for you in a separate podcast, just the introduction itself. I think that's our intention in setting it up, if you will, for the next lesson that's forthcoming. And then after that, there is a section on what is forgiveness, and forgiveness being such an important thing that we're going to have a separate podcast for that too. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. There is no peace except the peace of God.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send